Two. Welcome back at WNST Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Costas next Friday with Johnny O as we move our Maryland Crab Cake Tour, sponsored in part by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, all around the area. Yeah, I was a little worried. This guy's like an athlete, and I'm wearing my Coppin shirt because they sent a couple of people to the Olympics last month. But, you know, there's athletes and there's athletic supporters. Rob, when I tell you I ate 42 crab cakes in 30 days, I'm sure you're wondering how I've stayed this slim, right?
That is a lot of crab cakes in a short period of time.
Well, you know, when I
you look good though. You always look good, brother.
I'm trying, man. I shave for you. Rod Woodson is here. He is. You did the Ravens for a minute, Rod. I got to tell you, I didn't know you were doing the games, and then there you pop up with Nolan, and you popped up on my screen in Frederick on day 28 of the tour. The game started at 6 o'clock, and I look up. There's Rod. There's Nolan. I said to my wife, "Let's put the mask on." We put our Ravens mask on. We're out in the middle of Redskin and Steelers country, you know. Man, the injury to Dobbins. I thought that was the beginning, the end. Awful, terrible. Yeah, we'd be talking about that. And then they get to practice on Thursday and lose Peters. They lose Gus Edwards. It's a good thing I waited till later in the week to have you on the program, huh?
It's crazy. You know, when I saw JK go down, you know, he goes down and I'm like, all right, man, that is a big blow. And then, you know, you're like, okay, if nothing else happened, this is going to be a solid team still. And then, you know, Peters goes down. Now, Peters' injury might not be as significant, or not, might not hurt the team as much. Just for the fact, I think they're secondary, and especially if Wink is talking about hit the backups, especially if Rhett, the way he likes them, and if they're going to be those type of players, then maybe it's okay still in defensive side. But then losing Gus, man, that was a tough one. When I read that, I'm like, no way. You know, so you got to hope that, you know, Williams, you know, I know they got Murray. I know they signed Freeman. I know they signed Le'Veon Bell. You got to hope those guys that can just put those pieces together for this year and try to get this thing going.
Rod, I love talking football with you. We usually, like, it makes sense and we agree. I have been saying the exact opposite. I thought Peters is going to be the guy they can't replace, and not anything against Gus, but I feel like they can get other running backs, what they do system-wise. It's still about number eight. I thought, being the DB guy that you are, you would tell me about Peters being a dog and Peters coming in here and being the guy ready to fight and being the guy that was – he changed their demeanor. They're a little nastier than they were before he got here, you know. And you've been around the team more than me, especially over the last month. I find it interesting that you would think they could absorb – Peters, because they have depth. There's no doubt about that. But I think he's special. I think he's difference maker. I think Ozzie loved him too.
I've been on Marcus since he's been in high school. I knew him when he went to, you know, UW. I know his story. You know, I love the way he plays. I love the dog in him, because he's West Oakland. I mean, that's who he is. That's who he is. He's West Oakland all
Rod,
the way.
He was comparing West Oakland to Baltimore an hour. He doesn't do any media. He hadn't talked to me in 2 years. He did the podium and sort of opened up Thursday morning about how much he loved it here and that he didn't always love football. And this has made him love it's terrible. I think it's a morale thing, I think, a little bit about losing him.
Yeah, but I said it with a caveat. I said, you know, Wink really believes in Yvette, that he's that guy, that he has that skill set, which everybody has skill sets in the National Football League. That's why they're in the National Football League. So, but if this kid can play the way Wink thinks he can play, now obviously he's not going to bring the leadership. And the one thing that, you know, Marcus does better than almost all the other DBs in the league is that he's not afraid to put his foot in the ground and go get a pick. He's really not. I mean, he just has that mindset about him that, hey, when the ball's in the air, it's my ball. I mean, that's what I love about him. So my caveat was, if Wink is right about the backups and they're that talented and that good, then maybe they won't suffer as much. Leadership, yes, absolutely. Dog, yes, absolutely. But hopefully not on the field in the playing capacity. I say Gus is bigger because you already lost JK. Right, you lose JK, now your starting two running backs are gone for the year. So now Williams is coming in. He really hasn't played. you know, Murray, he's going to be learning. Le'Veon, he has no idea the system. So these guys are learning the system this year, in this week.
How do you feel about that, by the way, this system? If you, I mean, you coached the game here at a very, very high level recently for the once Oakland Raiders. Give me a little background on these running backs who've been in the league a decade. I mean, all these guys, they haven't signed. None of these guys are wet behind the ears. What is that catching up? Not that what's going to happen on Monday, but where are they going to be 3-4 weeks from now in regard to, is this offense that weird and different?
No, it's not. It's just, you know, they don't, it's a power running game. I mean, I thought it was more finesse and start until I did the preseason games for the Ravens. So they're like, these guys run a lot of power, counters, traps. I mean, they're coming in between the tackles and then they hit you on the edges. The hard thing is with this, you know, with the system is they run so many zone reads. So they're always putting in the Lamar has it in his hands. And that's really a relationship that the quarterback and running back has to build. So I think that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. Obviously, the language is always different. So they got to understand the language of what, you know, Roman is doing comparable to where they've been. But other than that, I just think this is the relationship when you start doing the zone reads with your quarterback and getting a feel when he wants to keep it and when he wants to give it to you. So I think that's the biggest thing. Other than that, these guys are veterans. They're going to understand systems. Hopefully in a couple weeks, they'll be hitting stride. I'm just concerned this week because it's right around the corner that they got to learn this new system and they're going to be the main dogs. I mean, you got Williams who's been there and he got a little juice to him. I mean, he got some quickness to him. But then, you know, the other two guys you're going to play, they're learning the system this week. So I think that's a little worrisome for me as a fan of the Ravens. But hopefully they can get out there and number 8 can do his magic.
He is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They did not put him in on a Wednesday morning when nobody was watching like baseball did. Rob Woodson joins us here from the Ravens preseason broadcast team. He's doing Westwood One, going to be doing the rest of the league and getting a look at everybody. I want to ask you about this because aside from Lamar running into linebackers in the beginning, and I saw that the first night in Canton, right? Again, that Bears game when we put Ray in the Hall of Fame, you were out there. And I thought, ooh, that's kind of the thing that I looked at and thought, well, that's not good. That's, you know, that they're going to break him in two. Then I thought about the handoff and how often that sort of sleight of hand that I thought the ball would wind up on the ground far more than it has over the last 3 years. I thought they would just fumble because when you play hot potato with the football, at some point there's a miscommunication, even if you think you're communicating. To your point, nobody in the building knows who's keeping the ball or where it's going. And even they don't really know. It's a spur of the moment decision for you. The cleanliness of that has been very, very clean the last 3 years. You bringing it up, it sounds like the coach in you is a little concerned that is maybe one of the things that, because one fumble too many.
It is. Well, I'm just saying it because they're new to each other, right? Not Williams, because Williams has been with Lamar. So he's got a feel for Lamar when Lamar wants to keep it and whatnot. It's Le'Veon Bell. It's Murray. Those guys concern me because they're gonna, you know, come in there this week and try to get a feel for when Lamar wants to keep it.
And they're used to getting it. They're running backs. In every other offense, they got it every time.
Right. But you know, the zone read is basically if somebody is unblocked at the end of the line of scrimmage and coming in, that's who Lamar's reading. If he's crashing down low and going to the running back, Lamar's going to keep it. If he's staying high and he's going to Lamar, Lamar's going to give it to the running back. So that's the key. But the main thing is just getting a feel for when Lamar puts it into this belly of when he's going to let it go and when he's going to keep it. That's the only, you know, the relationship I'm, you know, a little concerned about. But I think at the end, these guys have done it also. You know, these guys, it's not like they haven't played in 2 years and they're not, you know, they've never done a zone read before. You're talking about, you know, Le'Veon Bell and Murray. I'm concerned, but I'm not overly concerned. But if I had any concerns for this football team, it would be at the running back position, just for the fact you lose your top two running backs from last year. And I mean, JK looked like he was going to come into his own this year and just have a breakout year. And then Gus was that battering ram that they brought out in the 4-minute mark, man, and just ran through people. They don't have that. And that concerns me a little bit.
You worried about how much Lamar is going to feel like he has to run, or how much they don't want him to run more. It feels to me like he's going to run the ball 18 times Monday night, because he's going to have to, because they can't lose. And they're still their best chance to win. And him throwing the ball is not their best chance to win.
It's still going to come down to, Mar being smart. You know, he has to make the right reads. If he's doing a zone read, and the defensive end, outside linebacker, is staying high and coming to Lamar, he has to give it to the running back. He can't just keep it and get hit. So I think Lamar will be smart. You just want to see the whole team healthy. Their whole team is not healthy. We look at the receiving core. We know Bateman. He has looked like he was going to be a lightning, like a spark plug for the football team in the passing game. Then he got hurt early in the preseason. So I'm really looking forward to when everybody gets healthy again. I'm talking about the receiving core. That's going to help Lamar. I think that's comfort zone, signing Andrews, getting him an extension, giving him his money. That's a comfort zone that we all know Lamar loves to throw to him. So I'm pleased with that. I just hope Lamar just does what he has to do. And then when he keeps the ball, man, he just needs to hit the X button like he normally does and make a lot of people miss in space.
Rob Woodson here probably could still catch Lamar. Maybe a little bit, or no? You wouldn't give no chance of that, huh?
If I can catch Lamar? Not anymore. No, heck no. I can't. I'm not even close. I would put some money on myself. But
we'll talk about it.
Now, in tackling him in space, that would be a different story. Catching him, that's another story.
I mean, as an old guy like me with, the snow on the hill and all, when you see this, is there any part of it that you go back to 1994 and think, oh my God, like even about Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick or very, to your eyes, does this look different than anything else you've seen with him?
Well, they do. It is, because this is the first time the system is made for him. Right. Michael Vick's system, Michael's in a West Coast system. That's what he played in. I mean, he just played in the kind of ran around and did his own thing when the pocket collapsed. It wasn't like he ran a bunch of zone reads and RPOs. They didn't do that back then. So all those scrambling running quarterbacks back in the day didn't have the luxury of what Lamar has. Now, Lamar is different now. I mean, he does put his, he can hit that X button whenever he wants to. You never know when he's going to spin up out of there and get going. You never know when he's going to jump stop and then go again. But this is the first time that we've seen that system is made for exactly what Lamar can do well. And, in the past history of all the really scrambling running quarterbacks, they had to play within whatever that system was, that West Coast system, whatever it would be called. They just had to make plays with their feet when everything collapsed on them.
Rob Woodson is here. He was a topic of conversation. I was out in Cumberland, Maryland, having a crab cake on day 26 and with the Planet Fitness folks, and took him out, sit down with him. And I knew everybody out there is going to be a Steeler fan. You're the one thing we can sort of agree on in the middle. Now they bring Le'Veon in here or whatever. But I'm out in Vegas, or if I'm out in Oakland, they think you're a Raider. The Vegas Raiders, do you have any vibe on any of this, or even the business side of the gambling side of all the things they told you couldn't do when you played, broadcast, all that? It's just out the window. Every other commercial on Thursday night was bad, 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 bad. Vegas is in play, and I'll realize that Sunday night when the planes land in there, right?
You will. I mean, it's, to where it was at when I first came in the league, so way back in the day when I first came in the league, they had Marlboro signs up in the stadiums. They had Coors Light sign or Miller Light signs up in the stadium. They had all that stuff in the stadiums, and then they took them all out. And now it's all about betting. It's all about gambling, because, really fantasy football kind of trend us in that direction. It's one of those things that everybody likes to put a dollar here, a dollar there, just to see if it's even if it's a friendly wager on, their teams that they believe in.
Does it worry you though, that the league's involved in, it worries me. It worries me for, an end of the roster person to Have somebody slide him a half million. Like, yeah, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah, but Ness, you've seen that throughout the history of sports. People, you know, you don't see it all the time, right? It's rare that guys are giving up their teams and they're getting caught in gambling scandals and stuff of that nature. But so it's been there forever before the gambling. Is it a concern? It could be, but it could always be a concern. I mean, even before they made it, they legalized it, so to speak, that guys still could have did it. I mean, they could have said, hey, you know, I'm a gambler and I'm betting a spread. I need you to, you know, give up a touchdown late in the game if you guys are winning by 10. So you can win by only 3 and then I win my spread. So, I mean, that could have been happening, right? With those 48 to 53 guys.
They just let Arch Schleister out of jail the other day, right? I mean, Art was in a racket with the mob and horses and like all of that. The underworld and paying back bad bets is probably the real, when a guy's, come on, man, you coach, you know how the sausage is made. You lockered next to guys that had all sorts of off the field issues in all sorts of ways and debts and all of that. That's what concerns me. I mean, that really does concern me.
Yeah, it's happened throughout the history. The one thing that the positive is once the money really kicks in for the players, man, that's going to be a lot of money. That's going to be a lot of money for the player. I mean, because, you know, they get, well, I think like 30% of the GDR or something like that.
They're going to get an 18th game at some point. We're going to do away with this preseason. That's where it's going, right?
I mean, I hope they never get rid of the preseason because everybody needs to knock the rust off. They just need. I mean, I think, you know, I'm a fan of not having the 4 because the 4th game was it was a waste of time. You know, so they knock off the 4th game. They make it a 17th, but they still give us that bye. That now they give them a bye week in between the last preseason game and the first game.
So all of our guys can blow ACLs on the practice field during bye week, right?
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't have done that. I wish they would have still played right after that last preseason game the next week. You know, that would have been great to see. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, the Ravens kind of, you know, they took a blunt load of that, having that extra week and having their two of their best players go down right before one of the critical games of the year. And I hate to say critical game because it's the first game of the year, but man, I tell you what, it's a big game for the Ravens to make a statement, especially if they can go there on the road after JK goes down, after Gus goes down, after Marcus goes down and win this game, they're sending a statement to the league.
We're going to be okay.
Absolutely.
Rob Woodson, you're always okay in my book, man. My favorite Hall of Famer. I haven't said that yet. That took me 20 minutes. My favorite Hall of Famer, Rob Woodson, joining us here. Ravens preseason, good time. I mean, I was shocked to
that
see you
fun.
And Mike. I just didn't know. You know, you love it here.
That was fun. I love the city. I wish, you know, I wish Baltimore was there when I came out as a draft, as a college athlete. And because I say it all the time, if I would have got drafted in Baltimore, and I would live there. I love the area. I just love it. I mean, it's not real cold. And I love the East Coast where you can get on the trains and go to New York and go down the other south. I mean, I love that side of it. And then I love seafood. I love crabs, you know, so that's a bonus.
You're talking my language here, Rob Wood. So I have been doing the research necessary to make sure that when you come in, you'll get a great crab cake. So we'll get you over to Fadley's, get you over to Costas. Rod, always a pleasure, man. Take care of yourself. Stay safe, healthy out on the road.
All right, brother.
If I run into you somewhere, elbow bump somewhere, are you doing any
elbow
Ravens
bump
games or do you Westwood One or you don't know?
No, my first two games, I got the Bears and Rams this week. And then in 2 more weeks, I have Green Bay and the 49ers.
Well, I'll be flying over the United States of America during the Bears Rams game on Sunday. So I'll try to tune in on the Westwood One radio network. Rod, take care of yourself. All right. I always appreciate you answering the call. And hey, 20th anniversary of our Super Bowl is coming up
in
November. Are you coming back?
Hopefully I am. Hopefully they don't give me a game.
Bengals, Ravens. Hold that weekend now. We got crab cakes.
What weekend is it?
It's the weekend we play the Bengals here is the weekend.
They sent that to me, but I couldn't remember what.
Well, I got to make sure you get off that weekend so we get you here to Baltimore. The game is, hold on. Is it October? It's the Bengals game. It's the 24th of October is what it is. October
24th of October. Okay. I'm going to put, I got that in my head. I'm going to go put it on my calendar right now.
Rod, I'm going to let you in on something because you're not from around here. You're one of the Midwestern guys, right? The best crabs are in October. Don't tell anybody because everybody gets them in the summer, but the biggest, fattest crabs come in October. So get in here. All right.
I will. I got to ship some out here.
Fagley's, Costas, they ship, man.
They do?
All right, stay on the line. Text, my producer will talk to you after.
No, text me the two companies because I want to do like a crab thing with my family next week because I'm home next week.
Here's the really neat thing. If you get crab cakes from Fadley's and Costas, they're very different. And I've told people, you're going to get tired of crab cakes every day. I never had two that were alike, almost never similar. The ingredients, right. The preparation, the way fried and broiled, all of that. I know you're broiled because you're not in the league anymore. Maybe you can afford a little fry once in a while, Rod. Well, listen,
I'm country. I'm a country boy. Everything's fried.
Well, we could, and Fadley's will appreciate that because they lightly fry theirs. A little mustard there. The Old Bay is more, you know, dominant with
right, costume. Right,
two
right.
different kinds of cakes for you. All right.
All right, brother.
Rod Woodson, he is my favorite Hall of Famer because he loves crab cakes too. And, you know, we remember he's a Raven. We forget that he was once a Steeler. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Ravens football.